We believe in one God. Amen? We believe in one God manifest Himself in three distinct persons. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said. Amen. By the way, you say, how can that be, Pastor? How can one be three? A long time ago, God helped me with that. You know, water is not only water, but it's also steam, and it's also ice. Did you know that? Did you know an egg is all egg, but it's made of a shell, a white, and a yolk? Which one of those parts is not part of the egg? It's all egg. Amen? God is God. He's one God. Amen. But He manifests Himself in three persons. You know, there are many pictures, types, symbols, and metaphors in the Bible. Is Jesus not called the bread of life? That's a picture. It's a picture of Him and His sustenance in the believer's life. Is He not called the light of the world? Does He not shine light into some of the darkest regions of this world? Amen? Is He not called the door? For He is certainly the only door to heaven. Is He not called the vine? For it is from Him that us as branches receive our life. He is also called in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4, the rock. And certainly He is the rock that we can depend on. Amen. How about Christians? Christians are typified by many different titles, pictures, metaphors. Are we not called the salt of the earth? Oh, what a sermon there is in salt. Salt prevents the spread of corruption. Did you know you can put, and many used to before refrigeration, you can put salt on a piece of good meat and it will keep it from rotting. One of the things I discovered with my kidney disease this year, this IgA nephropathy, one of the doctors asked me, what are you doing to change your habits? And I said, well, certainly you eat less. Amen. You cut the steak in half. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing I've done, and if you have a problem with sodium, this is what you should do. A little free advice here away from the pulpit. Don't eat anything out of a can or a box. Why, Pastor? Because it's preserved with salt. By the way, that's not a bad thing. I'm not mad at Campbell's Soup or Kraft Food. Amen. They got to ship it across the country. They got to preserve it. But salt is a preservative. God calls us the salt of the earth. So many other things we could say about salt. By the way, God says to us, ye are the light of the world. And we're to let our light so shine that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, we are referred to as books. Our lives are open books for people to read. Paul says, ye are living epistles known and read of all men. Can I say this, Christian? Again, just a sidebar. You are the only Bible some people will ever read. That co-worker that you work next to, he may never don the doors of this church, and when we have our responsive reading, he may never be here to open it, but I promise you, he reads the book of fill in your name. The book of Bill, chapter 1. The book of Randall, chapter 3. The book of Ken, chapter 9. We're living epistles, known and read of all. It's a picture. In 1 Peter chapter 2, we're called living stones. How about the Bible? The Bible has many great pictures and metaphor. You know, God calls this Bible a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Why? Because it illuminates us along for what we ought to do. The Bible is also called a fire. The Word of God is referred to as a fire. Boy, have you ever seen a young Christian get in the Bible and get burning for God? What does that? The fire of the Word of God. How about the Bible is also referred to as a hammer? Thank God that the hammer of the Bible can crack the hardest head. Amen? By the way, there's hope in that statement. That hard heart that won't come to God, hey, the Bible can smash that hard heart into pieces and break it so that it'll receive Christ. It's called a light, a fire, a hammer. You know what else it's called? It's called our sword. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. There's the metaphor of marriage in the Bible. We see it in Ephesians chapter 5, and you could read that whole chapter from verse 21 to verse 33, and you will find that there are several metaphors, several pictures in a marriage. A husband pictures the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, husbands, how are we doing? Amen. How are we doing? Well, do you treat your wife like Christ would treat the church? Because, ladies, that's your picture. Your picture of the church, which is submissive to Christ and seeks to please Christ. Boy, husbands, love your wives as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Are we giving ourselves to our wives? One of the greatest pictures in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 24. In Genesis chapter 24, Abraham, that great, great patriarch of the faith, is seeking for a bride for his son Isaac. And he sends out his servant. The Bible doesn't say who. He had a blessed servant named Abimelech. That's who I think it is, but the Bible doesn't say. It says he sent out his servant. And he sends out his servant into his land to go amongst his people, not to go amongst the Canaanites, not to go against amongst the heathen, but he sends out his servant to catch away a bride for his son. And boy, there are such rich pictures in that. Do you know the Father? Right now, God the Father is preparing a marriage banquet. A marriage banquet. We know it as the marriage supper of the Lamb, for those of you that have studied prophecy. And you know what He has done? He has sent out His servant, the Holy Spirit, to gather a bride, that's us, the church, for His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture in the Bible. Now think about this, folks. Of all the metaphors and types, and the Bible is just rich. You could preach on the types and metaphors of the Bible for ages and not exhaust them. I want you to think about this today as we've looked at our text in John chapter 16. I want you to consider the comparison between the Holy Spirit of God and His very unique ministries and the ministries of Mother. Mother. And we titled our message today, Mother, the Holy Spirit of the Home. Mother, the Holy Spirit of the Home. And Mother, by the way, don't get intimidated by that comparison. Amen. For fathers are a picture of God the Father in the home. Amen. And husbands are a picture of Jesus Christ. So don't let that comparison throw you down. But think about it today. I have several things. I narrowed this message down, folks. I know I'm conscious of the time, but I've got 12 points this morning. Now, by the way, any preacher that says I have 3 points, he means I have 3 subpoints under each point, and then 3 subpoints under 2 of the subpoints. So he usually has about 19 points. So I just have 12 points. And again, here's the good news and bad news, folks. Here's my message today. Amen. You all know what that means. Amen. Message tonight, 20 pages. Today, 2. Amen. They'll both take about the same amount of time. Number 1, Mother, the Holy Spirit of the home. Let me just tell you some things about the Holy Spirit and we'll compare it to Mother. The Holy Spirit, number 1, quietly works. The Holy Spirit quietly works. You remember back in the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19, after God had wrought a great victory in chapter 18, and Elijah and the 850 false prophets of Baal and of the grove, and they had a competition that said, hey, we're going to see whose God is God, and the God that answers by fire, let him be God. And of course, you know, they did all their pagan rituals and started cutting themselves and yelling and screaming, and Elijah mocked him, and then he just came and he prayed a little 37, 38 word prayer, and fire fell from heaven. Then he goes off and he gets discouraged and he hides under a juniper tree and he requests of himself that he might die. And God begins to speak to him. And at first it says there was a great wind, but God was not in the wind. And then it says that there was an earthquake. God's got to be in earthquakes, right? Well, the Bible says God was not in the earthquake. And then there was a great fire. And the Bible says God was not in the fire. And then it says this. And then a still small voice. And that's the way the Holy Spirit works. Quietly. Quietly. The Holy Spirit, by the way, think about regeneration. When you trusted Christ as your Savior, when you were born again, was that an incredibly loud, earth-shattering experience? Wasn't for me. Actually, it was really quiet. It was during invitation. And I sat there with my head bowed, and the Holy Spirit quietly worked in my heart. And all God's people said, He works so quietly. Regeneration. How about indwelling, which immediately follows regeneration? You'd think there'd be a big trumpet blow for that, Brother Horst. There'd be a call where everybody would know. But no, He just comes in quietly and takes up His residence permanently. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God, the temple of the Holy Ghost, which ye have of God, which is in you? Think about anointing for service, and think about how He illuminates the Scriptures to us. Oh, what a blessed time that is when you're in the Word of God. Happened to me this morning as I was reading His Word. He just showed me something. You know that there's not a brass band that announces that. It happens quietly. And can I say this about mother? Sweet mothers. They just quietly work for the Lord. They just quietly work in the home. They just quietly go about things. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 4, of you ladies, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is with God of great price. Mother just quietly works. She doesn't get a lot of fanfare. She doesn't want it. She just quietly works. Just like the Holy Spirit. Just quietly works. Number two. See, I'm moving right along. Amen. One, two. Number two, if you would, look in our text at verse number 7 of John chapter 16. John chapter 7, verse 16. I'm sorry, John 16, verse 7. Please forgive me. Amen. It says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And Jesus here is giving us some doctrinal teaching here. He's saying, look, I'm going to die on the cross, and I'm going to raise from the dead, and I'm going to ascend to my Father. And after I've ascended, someone named the Comforter will come unto you. In John chapter 14, verse number 16, the Bible says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Verse 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things." Mother and the Holy Spirit both quietly work. Something else the Holy Spirit does is He, number two, He comforts. That's His name. The comforter. The Greek word is parakletos. One that comes alongside to help. That's what the Holy Spirit does. But aren't you glad for the comfort of the Holy Spirit? Brother Ken Jackson today is with his mom. And she's off life support, and they don't think she has but just a little bit of time. You say, Pastor, what'd you say to him this morning when you talked to him? I just prayed with him, and I prayed that God would comfort him. That's a ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it's a beautiful ministry, and I'm thankful for it. Is there anyone with skin on that comforts more than Mama? Amen. My little boys, bless their hearts. They love their daddy. Daddy, 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 when you come home. Daddy, 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 daddy. Now, listen, I know, I've heard you people. That stage is passing. I know, so I'm soaking it up. Amen. Come here, boys. Amen. And pick them up. Daddy, daddy. But boy, when daddy has done the work that daddies have to do sometimes on kids. And all God's people said, ouchie. Amen. Who do they go to for comfort? Luke has been sick all week. I pick him up and say, come here, buddy. Give me a hug. He said, I want mommy. I want mommy. I said, no, you want daddy. He said, no, I want mommy. Why? Because mommy, mom, mother comforts. Who is it you go to your skin with your skin knee? You don't go to your dad and say, Dad, I skinned my knees. Dad says, rub some dirt on it, boy. Toughen up. I know you're 4, but toughen up. Dad, I don't have any money. Get a job. I know you're only 7, but Dad, we're just not much comfort. Amen. But boy, Mama, come here, baby. Come here. Now, it's a little different if you're 31 and you cut your knee. You shouldn't be looking for Mama to go, come here, baby. Amen. Come here, baby Huey. Amen. But is there anybody that comforts like Mama? No, it's a ministry that God's given her. God gives Mom that ministry to comfort, to be there. I had a great relationship with my dad. We were close, but my mom and I were always closer. Always. It's the way it worked, amen. Why? Mom comforts. Mom quietly works. Something else the Holy Spirit does in our text there, if you go back to John 14, verse number 26, we just read it. Number 3, He quietly works, just like Mom comforts. Mom comforts, just like the Holy Spirit. And something else that Mom does and the Holy Spirit does as well. Verse 26 of chapter 14 of John says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and shall bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit is the great teacher. By the way, there's not too many books you could read where the author lives right inside you. How about that? Hey, if you read a book and you say, oh, there was a confusing part of that book, and you could get a hold of the author, Brother Holy, you'd want to do that. Say, I didn't understand this chapter right here. Hey, we can do that right here. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us, and He teaches us. Mother teaches. I admire beyond belief homeschool mothers. I mean that. By the way, I'm not against you if your kids are in public schools. I think we live in an area, especially on our outskirts, where you still have some influence and whatnot. But I have just such respect for mothers that teach their children. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 26, speaking of that wise woman, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her law is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Teaches. You learn lessons from mother before you ever put on that first school dress or that first little bow tie if you're a boy and stood out there with your teeth missing and they took your picture of your first day of school. You learn more from mother in those first few years than you'll ever, ever know. See, because mother's always teaching. Mother's always teaching. Could we not have the story of Moses? Think of the story of Moses. And Moses was put in an ark and let down the Nile River. And by the providence of God, not by coincidence, by the providence of God, the Pharaoh's daughter came and opened that. And he wept and she took him as her own son. But Moses' sister said, "Would you like him to be weaned by one of the Hebrews?" She said, "Yes, and bring him back to me later." And he sat with his mother, and his mother taught him lessons about who he was and who God was that all of the wealth of Egypt couldn't get out of him. You say, I'm at the point right now where I got to let my kids go, Mom. That's why we're always teaching. Mom's always teaching. Teaching, teaching, teaching. Teach him the Bible, amen. Teach him the stories. The Holy Spirit quietly works, so does Mom. The Holy Spirit comforts, so does Mom. The Holy Spirit teaches, so does Mom. The Holy Spirit, John chapter 16, verse 8, just a page over there. Go over there with me. John chapter 16, verse 8 in our text. The Holy Spirit, according to verse number 8 of John 16, it says, "And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin." The fourth thing, and I'm so thankful for this ministry of the Holy Spirit in my life, the Holy Spirit convicts. Does He not? Yes, He does. When you do something or say something or think something that is contrary to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit convicts you. Now, sometimes we balk at that. Sometimes we scoff at that. Sometimes we resist that and go headlong into sin, and the consequences are never good. But does not Mother have a convicting power in our lives? She should. She should. One tear from Mother's eye is more convicting than all the sermons of a lifetime. Mother convicts. As we say sometimes at our house, pack your bags, we're going on a guilt trip. When Mom will move and say, "Boy, hate to have your mother's heart broken, amen." Boy, listen, Mom convicts. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. You know, when the Holy Spirit convicts us, it's a good thing. It tells us we're His. It tells us we belong to God, amen. Mother convicts, just like the Holy Spirit. Something very interesting, John chapter 16, verse 14, number 5. See, we're on number 5 already, amen. Mother and the Holy Spirit and Mother quietly work. The Holy Spirit and Mother comfort. The Holy Spirit and Mother teach. The Holy Spirit and Mother convict. The Holy Spirit and the Mother, look at verse number 14. Or verse number 13, you can look at that. It says, "For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me." Who's speaking here? The Lord Jesus Christ. What does the Holy Spirit do? Number 5, the Holy Spirit submits. The Holy Spirit submits. Did you know God is all God? And the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are equal in person. Amen? But you know what they have? Brother Randall, they have different roles. Did you know in your home, husband and wife, did you know that two shall be one flesh? That's just not talking about just the physical relationship. Two become one. Do you know you're an equal in person? That a lady, a wife, a mother is not inferior to a man or a husband. Husband's a good spot for an amen right here. You're not inferior. By the way, I don't care what the world says, we're different. I don't care who wants to redefine marriage. We're different. You want proof? When's the last time you seen a man having a baby? A little different. Amen. But listen, mother, just like the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit, He speaks of Jesus. He speaks of Jesus. That's what He does. He lifts up Jesus. You know, mother does that. She submits into her role and she deflects the praise to everybody else. How many of you young boys, you've got a mom and she walks around and says, "Yeah, if it wasn't for me, you guys would be nothing." Mom doesn't do that. Mom says, "Look at my boys. Look at my girls. Look at my husband. Look at..." Mom's always deflecting the praise. You know why? Just like the Holy Spirit, she's submissive. She's submissive. How about number six? Would you go to Romans? I don't like to do a lot of traveling on Sunday morning in the Bible, but Romans is just a couple books over. Romans chapter 8, we've got 2 points in one verse here. Another ministry of the Holy Spirit. Quietly works, comforts, teaches, convicts, submits. Oh, this is such a good one. I'd like to linger long, but I'm aware of the time. And especially on Mother's Day, I'm aware of the time of reservations. Amen. I understand. Romans chapter 8, look at verse 26. Oh, the Spirit of God is mentioned throughout Romans 8. You ought to look at it. I've got little red circles around it in my Bible. But verse number 26, one of the most blessed verses in the Bible. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. The sixth ministry of the Holy Spirit is He helps us. He helps us. Aren't you glad? You are looking at somebody who, spiritually speaking, needs a lot of help. Amen. If you don't have to say amen, I appreciate the no amens on that, actually. That's very kind of you. But listen, we all know who we are. I need help. I need God's help. By the way, if we want anything to be done in our lives, in our homes, in our church, we've got to ask for God's help. Do it in the flesh. It dies at sunset. The Holy Spirit, He helps. And I like there it says He helpeth our infirmities, our injuries, our weak points. The Holy Spirit helps us. Who helps more than mother on this earth? Mother's the one that helps. Oh, dad puts stuff together and dad can do this, and dad can do that. And dad, you'll get yours here in a few weeks, amen, when we have Father's Day, amen. But nobody helps like mama. Nobody helps like mother. Mother is just always there to help, to encourage. Mom helps. Look further down in the verse, we see something else. It says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Number seven, the Holy Spirit prays for us. He helps us pray. He prays for us. He talks to God when we're at the point where we've got no more tears to weep and we've got no more strength and we don't even know what to say. The Holy Spirit prays for us. Is there anyone who prays more for their children than mom? Many, many, many men have said, "I would have gone and done the most wretched and vile things, but I kept going back to seeing my mom on her knees, crying out to God for me." Abraham Lincoln said this, "I remember my mother's prayers, and they have always followed me. They have clung to me all my life." By the way, we pray, we enter into our closet. It's not for show. But I'm going to tell you something. If you pray often enough, your children will hear you. My pastor has told me many a times that they had kids and they were in their bed upstairs, but their parents' room was right next to an old cold register. And you know that ductwork goes all through the house. And there they were, the parents thought they were asleep, and as they knelt down by their bed at 11 or 11:30 or whatever it was, they heard Mama praying for them. Keep them safe. Help them not to get into sin. God, please keep them from the strange woman that flattereth. Please, God, keep my boy safe. Bless them. Nobody prays like Mom. I'm a pastor, I pray. My prayers pale in comparison to my wife's prayers for our kids. By the way, I'm not upset about that. Mom prays. Mom helps. Mom submits. Mom convicts. Mom teaches. Mom comforts. Mom quietly works just like the Holy Spirit. Number 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Moving just a couple books over. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to move through these last few points. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. It says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." You say, what does that mean? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Have you ever been in a service and it was quite evident the Holy Spirit was all over it? You say, yeah, Pastor, it was called the Missions Conference. Amen. I'm telling you, it seemed like every service we had, the Holy Spirit was thick from the first song to the last amen. And you knew He was here, and all God's people said. The eighth ministry, rather, the Holy Spirit and Mom do, is the Holy Spirit and Mom both set the temperature of where they are. They set the temperature. You know, when the Holy Spirit is present, it says here there's liberty. There's a great service. There's a great aura. There's a great way about when the Holy Spirit is here. And it's the same thing with Mom. Listen, Mom, you set the temperature of your home. You set the temperature. You have that God-given ministry from God. And you can make your home whatever you desire it to be. If you desire to have a sweet home, you set the temperature sweet. Amen. If you desire to have a happy home, you can set the temperature happy. If you desire to, and just fill in the blank, and can we say this? The opposite is also true. Because Mom sets the temperature. Just like the Holy Spirit, Mom sets the temperature of the home. Is it a loving home? Is it a kind home? Is it a home of encouragement? If it is, it's because Mom sets it that way. Number 9, Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, just over a book there, probably 3-4 pages. Galatians chapter 5, and I'm going to begin reading verse 22, very familiar verses. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Number 9, a ministry of the Holy Spirit and a ministry of Mom many times is unseen but evident. You know, you look at those fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no... That's the fruit of the Spirit. Can you see the Holy Spirit? Can you see Him physically? Not a trick question. Can you see Him? Oh, you can't see Him. He's unseen. But it's evident when He's worked in somebody's life. Or He's worked in a church. Or He's worked in a family. It's evident. Do you know Mom is the same way? How many times have you come home and the house was clean? And if we didn't have 3 dogs, it'd be even cleaner. No, I moved over here. I'm safe over here. Amen. Why? But how did that happen? Nobody said, hey, look, mom's mopping the floor. No, she did it when no one was looking and just did her work. Goes back to the first point, just kind of quietly working. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 3 that the Holy Spirit, it compares the Holy Spirit to wind. John chapter 3 verse 8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth and it cannot tell whence it cometh. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Just the same way with mom. You could just tell where she's been. Maybe you didn't see it, but you know where she's been. Praise God for that. Amen. Unseen, but evident. Number 10. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. If you want to go there, go there with me. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Bit of an odd verse, but again, it pictures the Holy Spirit here. Verse number 18. Ephesians 5 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess. And to all that we should say, amen. But be filled with the Spirit. Number 10. Mother and the Holy Spirit both influence. They influence. You know, if you were to, God help you, but if you were to drink liquor, which no Christian ought to do. That was a weak amen. No Christian ought to drink liquor. Amen. But if you were to, heaven forbid, and you were to get pulled over by the authorities, and you were to take a breathalyzer, and it were to exceed the maximum amount, you would be arrested for driving under the influence. God says here, He gives a negative command and a positive command. He says, don't be influenced by wine. Do be influenced by the Holy Spirit. And I want to tell you something. Mom, you influence your children. By the way, God's not asking for perfection from you moms. He's just asking you to not abdicate your responsibility for influencing. By the way, I am so glad that you folks, you are so kind to us to give us a salary where my wife doesn't have to work. I understand it's not that way, everybody, and I always say this, if you can have mom home, have mom home. Amen. I understand it's not always, sometimes you're single moms and gotta work, and I understand all that, but I want my kids under my wife's influence as much and for as long as possible. Because my wife is a Proverbs 31 woman in my estimation. She's a woman of wisdom, godliness. Mother influences, just like the Holy Spirit. 2 Thessalonians, just a couple pages over, and we're almost done here. Got two more points. Just like the dog going through the barbed wire fence. Couple more points and I'll be through. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse number 7. Speaking here of the Antichrist, and he'll be revealed, and we know it, obviously we've studied about the rapture and the great tribulation, and it says in verse 7, and for the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall that wicked be revealed. In verse number 7 here, you see that word letteth and let. It's an old English word. It means to hinder. To hinder. Number 11, the Holy Spirit restrains. As does mother. They restrain. And we talked about this a little here, so we'll not dwell long, but how many men have been tempted or ladies have been tempted to go and do the wrong thing and they thought of mother. And it restrained them. By the way, it goes back to influence. It goes back to praying. It goes back to all these things. Mother restrains. I'm glad when my children are out in the yard that I have a restraining mother that says, don't go past that sidewalk. Don't go past that sidewalk. By the way, it's okay, moms, to still say, don't do that. I know it's not popular and they don't write books about it or anything. I could write a book on parenting. It'll say no and don't. Just 2 pages. No and don't. Amen. Now again, there's more to it. There's obviously, but you know, they write these big thick books on how to discipline your kids and none of it works. How about no and don't? Mom restrains. Mom say, you're not going there. If you're going there, you're going with me. Boy, that'll restrain them. Amen. That'll keep them from a spot. Number 12, lastly and most importantly, the Holy Spirit quietly works, so does mother. The Holy Spirit comforts, so does mother. Holy Spirit teaches, so does mother. Holy Spirit convicts, so does mother. Holy Spirit submits, so does mother. Helps, prays, sets the temperature, unseen but evident, influences, restrains. Lastly, the Bible says this, 1 John 4:8, you don't need to go there. It says this in that verse, God is love. In Acts chapter 5, you learn when Ananias and Sapphira came and they sold their property for this much and then they sold it for this much and they only gave this much and they said they gave this much. Peter said to them, you've not lied unto man, but unto God. You've lied unto the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is God. What does the Holy Spirit do? He loves. He loves. Romans chapter 5, verse number 5, I'll read it. You don't need to go there. Romans 5:5 says, because of this, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. There is no human love like mother's love. There just isn't. I want to love my children. I do love my children. It's not hard to love your own kids. Amen. I know as it gets older and there's breaks in families and stuff like that, I understand that. But I want to tell you something. Mother has had those children from day one. It was mom who said, boy, my stomach's upset. I don't feel good. It was I've known mothers that have taken that all the way through all 9 months. Sickness. It's mom who gets the swollen ankles. It's mom who literally goes into the jaws of death to bring that baby into the world. And you say, what is that, Pastor? It's love. It's love. Mom's love. Just like the Holy Spirit loves and He sheds that love abroad in our hearts, mother loves. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion and of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking. It never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining. It defines all explanation. And it still remains a secret like the mysteries of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand, a mother's love. Mother, the Holy Spirit of the home. Father,